new Lum and Abner comic strip is available each week at lumandabnersociety.org. Join us on Facebook at the Lum and Abner Comic Strip Group. Lum and Abner, based on characters created by Chester Locke and Norris Goff. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. As we look in on the old Jot'em Down store today, we find Lum on the telephone.
Yes, Mom, Widder Abernathy. A can of sorghum and a can of hominy. Is that all, Widder? Oh, yes, Mom, we sure can. We'll get this order to you real fast. We've got the fastest delivery boy in town. Why, Abner's just raring to go.
But is delivery boy Abner really raring to go? Listen. Lum and Abner.
Say, Abner, time to make a grocery delivery.
I'll be dead blamed.
Abner!
What? Who? Huh? What? Where's the fire? Huh?
Abner, it's just a shame that a person can't get groceries quick cause of laziness. We got an order from the Widder Abernathy. Her young'uns might go hungry cause of one person's laziness.
Well, I hate to admit it, but you're right. It's a shame. The widder's too lazy to come get her groceries.
Lum and Abner.
Abner, quit sleeping on the job. If and you don't deliver the Widder Abernathy's order, she'll come over here mad as a wet setting hen.
Lum. How come I always have to make the grocery delivers?
Well, you can't expect me to do it.
Why?
Well, Abner, I'm the executive type. I got a executive head. I have to use my time for the brainy work of running the Jot'em Down store here. Besides, how'd it look if I went over to her place? She's been in love with me for years.
Granny's.
I'd hate to give that ugly old woman romanticals notions.
The Widow Abernathy is standing directly behind Lum with a raised umbrella.
Need more ice for your executive head, Lum.
Poor Lum has his head against a pillow, an ice pack on top. Lum and Abner.
Abner, you just got to wake up.
Huh?
Don't you understand? Your laziness has cost us a customer.
But, Lum...
Ain't no buts about it, Abner. The Widder Abernathy's took her trade over to Huddleston's store. You're always setting down, lazy, sleeping on the job. It's time to take responsibility. Time to get up and at 'em, Abner. Time for you to cast off that old laziness. Get up and move. Be more like me.
Well, I notice you're the one sitting down.
A moment later, we see Grandpappy Spears at his mailbox.
Well, I don't know. Was that a dust storm with a beard? Or did Abner just run by?
I'll get you, Abner!
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well... As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner running down the street. Lum is in pursuit. Listen.
I'll get you, Abner!
Lum, what in the pigeon-toed blazes?
Oh, it's that dad blame Abner, Grandpap.
Calm yourself, Lum. What's Abner did?
His laziness. He done made me mad. But I'll catch the little varmint, 'cause Abner ain't in my physical conditions. Oh.
Good for Abner that he ain't.
Poor Lum has fainted. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Grandpappy Spears pushing a wheelbarrow. Listen.
Mr. Grandpap, let me help you.
Bless your heart, Cedric.
Oh, it's too hot a day for you to be doing this.
It's too spavin-legged hot, Cedric. Facts is, I'll just hitch a ride.
Yes, Mom. That's all right with me. Where are we going with this load?
I'll dump it on my front gallery, Cedric.
Yes, Mom.
You're a good boy, Cedric.
Yes, Mom. What are we hauling anyhow?
Oh, it's just Lum.
Sakes.
Where am I? Lum finds himself deposited on Grandpap's front porch. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum relaxing in the parlor at the Spears house. Aunt Charity Spears is offering lemonade and two types of pie. Lum is certainly enjoying the pie. Listen.
Oh, thank you, Aunt Charity. It's hot today.
Now, Lum, I want you to listen good. It's time to make a decision about Abner. Do you treat Abner gentle, or do you get rough? Do you talk soft, or do you growl? So, what's best, Lum? It's time to decide.
I just can't decide, Grandpap. I better try both.
Both?
Yeah. Another slice each of them chocolate and lemon pies, please.
I'll be a knock-kneed pigeon-toed.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. As we look in on the little community today, we see Lum departing from the home of Grandpap and Aunt Charity Spears. Listen.
Aunt Charity, thank you for the refreshments.
Anytime, Lum.
Lum, don't forget the good advice I give you. Whatever it was.
And we follow Lum as he walks toward town down the streets of Pine Ridge.
This is the showdown. I'm gonna set Abner straight. No more laziness. He's gonna work. I'm gonna be tough. How do you, Lissy?
Okay.
No more easygoing Lum, Miss Barton.
Hello, Lum.
Here I come, lazy Abner. I grannies, I'll sweep the floor with him.
Out of the way, Lum.
Well, it looks as though Lum is swept off his feet by Abner. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, friends, Lum has been dealing with Abner's ongoing laziness. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum just entering the Jot 'em Down store to find Abner furiously sweeping the floor. Listen.
Well, I'll be dead blamed if that don't beat the bugs a-fightin'. Abner, I'm proud of you.
Huh?
Crannies, I was about to bust in here and give you what fur, and here you are just a-working up a storm. It's a miracle. Sure is the world.
Uh-huh.
Abner, you finally decided to listen to me and stop being lazy.
This ain't got nothing to do with you, Lum. My woman Elizabeth's coming in to shop. If she sees this place in a mess, she'll skin me alive.
Oh, for pity's sakes.
Comic strip number 10. Friends, this week we start a new feature. Grandpappy Spears loves to sit in the library section of the Jot 'em Down store reading the almanac. In honor of Grandpap, the feature is called Cordon to the Almanac.
Cordon to the Almanac!
Lum and Abner was a network radio program from 1931 to 1954. And we have a drawing of Mr. Goth and Mr. Locke broadcasting one of their scripts. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, today we begin a new series in these little visits with the two old fellows from the Hill Country. They are about to become involved in a mystery. As we look in on the Jot 'em Down store today, we find Abner and Grandpap playing checkers. Listen.
Abner, where's Lum today?
Grandpap, I've asked myself the same question. Lum ain't showed up for work for the past 3 days.
That ain't good, Abner. I knowed you had trouble with old Lum being lazy. It's like I told you. You gotta get tough with him.
You never told me nothing like that. But you're right. Lum must be getting lazy. But I'll fix him, Grandpap. And here comes my two detectives who'll find old Lum.
The blindfolded wildcat.
And the masked muskrat reporting for duty.
For the law, me sakes.
Yes, it's Cedric Wee Hunt and Mousy Gray, masked and ready to go. Stay tuned for the next installment in our Lum and Abner mystery. Comic strip number 11, Murder. In Pine Ridge, Chapter 2. But first, we continue our new feature. Grandpappy Spears loves to sit in the library section of the Jot 'em Down store, reading the almanac. Let's find out what he has on his mind in this week's edition of
Cordon to the Almanac.
Chester Locke and Norris Goth were boyhood friends in Mena, Arkansas. As adults, they created the popular radio series Lum and Abner. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. As you may recall, Lum has been missing for a few days. Abner has engaged the services of the masked muskrat, alias Mousy Gray, and the blindfolded wildcat, better known as Cedric Wee Hunt. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner sitting in the Jot 'em Down store, reading the masked muskrat's detailed report. Listen.
Official report of the masked muskrat. As instructed, spent evening investigating disappearance of Lum Edwards. My assistant, the blindfolded wildcat, helped search town. No sign of Mr. Edwards. Watch where you're going, Cedric. Mystery deepened as we detectives searched near Mill Pond. Cedric, witnesses asked us just who we were searching for. As a last resort, we searched Mr. Edwards' home. Wildcat, I'm too short. I can't see through the window.
Well, I can't see nothing.
Cedric, take off that silly blindfold.
Mom? Oh. It's...
What, Cedric?
He...
What do you see?
He's...
Continued next week. Comic strip number 12, Murder. In Pine Ridge, Chapter 3. But first, we continue our new feature. Grandpappy Spears' own,
according to the almanac,
Norris Abner Goff's nickname of Tuffy was earned when he ran 90 yards to score a winning touchdown for the Mena High School Bearcats football team in Arkansas. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Where has Lum been for the past few days? Well, Abner has hired a couple of detectives, who are actually Mousie Gray and Cedric Weehunt. And as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner still sitting in the Jot'em Down store, reading Mousie's detailed report. Listen.
Official report of the man...